We start this hour with the latest in the long-running saga of the government's gun-walking operation, Fast and Furious. It added a new chapter this week when authorities announced the arrest of a suspect in the 2010 murder of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. KJZ's Michel Marisco has long reported on Fast and Furious and joins us with an update. Michel, officials are saying the suspect was the actual person who pulled the trigger in the Terry killing. Who is he?
So Heraclio Osorio Arellanes has been missing since the killing of Brian Terry in December of 2010. At the time, I remember looking through ATF and FBI search warrants throughout southern Arizona, and they actually thought that he and the rest of this RIP crew had disappeared and gone up to Phoenix. Later, it turned out they had ended up in Mexico. When they ended up in Mexico is not known. This individual is one of the last people to be found. Currently, one other person is still a fugitive, but in the past 3 years, two of them were convicted and sentenced to 30 years in prison. Others were given 25, 27 years as part of being what they called a RIP crew. These are crews of gang members roaming the southern Arizona desert. They were looking for drug smugglers to rip off. Instead, they found U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry's team, and the team ended up encountering them. Shots were fired, and Brian Terry died at the scene.
Brian Terry was killed in 2010, and that was part of revealing this government operation known as Fast and Furious. It led to Arizona's U.S. attorney being taken down. It caused a lot of controversy. Can you give us an idea? Remind us of what the plan was supposed to do.
So the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms at the time here in Arizona thought that if they could let guns be purchased without going after the buyers and then see where those guns turned up at crime scenes, then they could go after quote-unquote bigger fish. It was a really ill-thought-out plan. There was a lot of speculation at the time, and frankly, there still is, as to how much of this Washington, D.C. knew, how high up in the Department of Justice this plan went. Two of these guns ended up being found at the crime scene, two AK-47 variants at Brian Terry's crime scene. So, other guns were found at El Chapo Guzman's hideout in Sinaloa when he ended up being arrested the last time. And the guns were just sprinkled throughout the Southwest and throughout Mexico.
So this is a process that, to understate it, really got out of hand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to this day, you know, we don't know how many of these guns are still floating around out there. Like I said, the last big one was found in 2016, a year ago in Mexico, and that was a 50 caliber machine gun.
So this latest arrest that happened on Wednesday, just looking into your crystal ball, I'm not sure how foggy it is at this point, but how big a difference could this make in terms of bringing this chapter closer to being finished? How significant do you think this arrest is in the big picture of Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious at the time was something I've always related to cases like the Reagan administration's Iran-Contra, not in magnitude, but rather in who was protected and who wasn't. For example, the gentleman in charge of Fast and Furious from the Phoenix ATF office, they were quietly allowed to leave office and retire with full government pensions. This in spite of the fact that they were reprimanded and that there were recommendations for severe discipline. At the time that this all happened, the border, especially here in Arizona, was pretty violent. So there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of ideas that, you know, that a lot of these traffickers were coming into the United States and killing people here. A lot of that has ended now. You know, we're looking at a very different border. But this idea that these prosecutions happened on a lower level, where they got these straw buyers, but then the people in charge of these big operations, the quote-unquote big fish, you know, they were never caught as a result of these guns. So in the end, the families of people affected and killed with some of these weapons, they didn't see any retribution at those levels. And at the levels of government who were responsible for dreaming up this operation, many of those people got away with it scot-free.
KJZZ's Michel Marisco from the Fronteras desk joining us with the latest on Fast and Furious and the latest arrest just happening on Wednesday. Michel, thanks.
Thank you.